Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The troubled healthcare.gov website was defended again today. Marilyn Taverner, the head of Medicare and Medicaid, told a Senate committee that the website is working much better now, and she invited people to go online and try it.
We are now able to process nearly 17,000 registrants per hour, or 5 per second, with almost no errors.
Well, many of those registrants may be eligible for subsidies. A new report from the Kaiser Family Foundation finds that 17 million Americans qualify for tax credits to buy health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Texas and California have the most eligible residents, Vermont the fewest. Larry Levitt of the Kaiser Family Foundation is co-author of the report. He's with us now. Welcome.
My pleasure.
Well, put these numbers into context for us. How many people were expected to qualify and be eligible for the subsidy?
This is the first, I think, and most precise estimate of the number of people who will be eligible by state. The Congressional Budget Office in Washington have estimated that 7 million people will sign up for the new health insurance exchanges in the first year, in 2014, and 6 million of those will receive tax credits. But in fact, many more are actually eligible, and enrollment is likely to ramp up over the next several years.
What about the cost to the federal government? If, as you say, 6 million of the 7 million people who are supposed to sign up in the first year are going to qualify for tax credits and subsidies, isn't that going to cost the government quite a bit of money?
These tax credits are paid for by the federal government. The good news is that the premiums, which obviously affect the cost of the tax credit as well, have come in quite a bit lower than what the Congressional Budget Office originally projected. So that will help to bring down the cost to the budget.
And do the tax credits vary greatly from person to person, depending on what they need?
They do. I mean, it's a sliding scale based on income, and it ranges from $100 or a few dollars for some people, close to the eligibility threshold of four times the poverty level, which is about $94,000 a year for a family of four, down to people near the poverty level for whom the tax credits will end up paying the vast majority of their premium.
And if they fall below the poverty level, of course, they'll qualify for Medicaid, and which is being expanded greatly.
It is, but only in about half the country. In fact, there is a group that falls into this gap where they're essentially make too much for Medicaid and not enough to be eligible for tax credits in those states that are not expanding the Medicaid program.
And as we said, the states that are going to have the most people eligible for these tax credits are Texas, Florida, California, the states with the least, Vermont and Washington, D.C., also in that group. What's that about?
Yeah, I mean, some of this is just related to the size of states, but it's also related to the demographics of those states. For example, Texas is one of the states that is not expanding the Medicaid program, so some people who would have been eligible for Medicaid will instead be receiving tax credits. And states like California, Texas, and Florida have a lot of the population uninsured. So those are people who will benefit from this help.
What about all of the glitches that we've heard about with healthcare.gov? How does that figure into this? Does that make it more difficult for people to figure out what kind of tax credits they are eligible for?
Oh, yeah, I think the glitches have figured into this in a big way. I mean, we've heard all these stories recently about people getting their insurance canceled. These are people who buy their insurance on their own, and that insurance doesn't meet the requirements of the new law, so it's getting canceled in some cases. You know, unfortunately, many of those people will be eligible for these tax credits, but they can't necessarily get on the website to find out what benefits they may receive. And the website is also, I think, affecting who is signing up. I mean, almost as important as how many people sign up in these new exchanges is who they are. I mean, we really need to get a balance of not only older and sicker people who know they need insurance, but also younger and healthier people who can balance out that risk pool. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal this morning about how a number of the early enrollees are older folks. So I think we're going to have to wait to see when the website's working and whether we can reach those younger folks as well.
Larry Levitt is co-author of a new report from the Kaiser Family Foundation that finds that 17 million Americans qualify for tax credits to buy health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Larry, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.